hi, is this Sunny?
Yeah, Sunny.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, to speak with you. A pleasure. My name is Paul. I'm calling from a digital marketing firm, Local Splash. I was just speaking with your dad, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to get you on the call as well. I guess he was having a little bit of issues. He was hoping that you might be able to connect him to this phone call so that we could all talk about your business together.
Okay. Just give me a minute, I'll call him.
No problem. Thank you.
Hello, me Jindai.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, he's on the line.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to have you both on the line since you're both a big part of the business. So as I was starting to say, you know, our job would be to list your business on the first page of Google. So people will find you and call you directly. They will not need to already know the name of the business, but when they're looking really for any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, any of the construction services or, you know, masonry, concrete, driveway, patios, the things you want to be found for, and you offer a lot of different services. Not only would you have a Yelp listing, you would have almost 70 different directories that are all indexed by Google when someone does a search. So Facebook, Superpages, Manta, and dozens of other directories that are not as well known to the public. They are all, though, equally important to Google. In fact, it's the companies that have the most content online that relates to that search that Google will put in the local map or the pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page. That's where your business would be listed, where USAB Construction will be listed. The calls come to you. So, of course, we're promoting your business phone number. We can do a website for you. I know you don't have a website, but we can use the photos you've got. If we build the website, we'll include the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site. So as we send you new jobs, you can send us new photos. We can update that content. And then because you're servicing Queens and Brooklyn, I want you to get your phone ringing, you know, to have the strength of programming to help you stand out amongst your competitors. There's going to be a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads as well. Now, we are able to reduce the rate of the service. We are, of course, going to be out of the office on Monday for Memorial Day. So with the listings that we have now, we're trying to fill them before the weekend because, of course, when we come in on Tuesday, we'll be a day behind. So we're actually going to reduce the cost of the service to match the lowest rate we've offered all year, which is $299.00. Now, it is kind of a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. Best part about it is you'd be fixed at that rate, and it's not ever going to go up to the normal cost of the service. It's going to stay at that exact amount, the $299. Now, of course, it is a month-to-month service.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is for the 1 year, $299.
$299 is for a month, and it's on a month-to-month basis. That's with $100 of Facebook ads and a website included. It's for first-page placement on Google for some very profitable categories and services in Brooklyn and Queens. So, I mean, that's reduced pricing, but it is on a month-to-month basis. It sounds like that might be surprisingly expensive for you.
Yeah, this is for monthly too expensive as well. So I don't know what you can do the best. So whatever we can afford.
If you were in a residential area and you did not have vast competition, I know that there's not a lot of guys out there that do everything that you do, but for everything you do, there's a lot of guys out there, right? So, you know, it might not be one company that is your direct competitor for everything, but there are multiple companies that provide some or more than some of your services, right? Maybe even all of your services. Or the problem that we run into is that we want you to be successful. And I would do you a disservice to offer you like a lower cost if we're not going to, I'd have to start peeling back services. I mean, to be honest with you, the $299, I mean, we're building a website for you, or we would, and we would include it at no additional cost. There's $100 of Facebook ads to reinforce your placement throughout Queens and Brooklyn. So the $299, like I said, is the lowest rate that we offer to the public.
Let me ask you, sir, a second, please. If we don't need on the Facebook page, so what's the difference?
So you'd be looking at $199 if we were to leave off the Facebook ads. I wouldn't recommend it because of your service area. Like I said, we want you to get phone calls. We want to make it affordable for you, but we want it to be successful. And you're servicing Brooklyn and Queens. You've got a lot of competition. We can always add the Facebook ads back in later. Sooner would be better than later, or certainly not much later down the road, because the local campaign, you know, it might be maybe limiting your service area closer to the 11426 zip code, right? So if you're able to take on more jobs, I mean, for any of the services you provide,
you know,
really one job would offset that.
Let me tell you one thing, sir. Let me tell you one thing, because I had in the Google many years ago I had, but the people, they put a wrong phone number.
I noticed you had a different phone number on a verified listing. So one of the things that we would do would be to fix what you already have. And it looks like the phone number that, and it's USABC Construction Corp, is how it was listed, 646-630-7870. So that's not a phone number that you currently have?
No, I don't have. I have a 646-207-6233. That's the number.
Yeah, the original number that we called. Yeah, so that's what we would fix. And if you want to remove the corp from the business name, we can do that too. So obviously we want you to have...
Corp is the same. I have the company name is exactly the same, USABC Construction Corp. That's my company.
Okay, so it's just the phone number that you wanted to have fixed.
We can
fix all of that. I mean, obviously our job is to get your phone ringing, so it makes sense that we would need to put the
online,
right phone number on
there. Trying to fix online, but we couldn't get it. I don't know, something wrong with it.
A lot of times a business owner has challenges doing that.
Hold on, please.
Yeah,
okay,
No problem.
Ani?
Hanji?
Kitna sir, ki samachar hai?
ਕਰ ਲੈਣੇ ਆ ਡੈਡੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਕਰਨਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਵੇ
ਆਓ $300 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਦਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੇ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਤਾਂ ਨਾ ਕਰੀ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਕੋਈ
ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਕੰਪੀਟੀਸ਼ਨ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੈ ਤੇ
ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਤੇ ਕਿਦਾਂ ਐਡ ਆਇਆ ਕਰੇਗੀ ਸਾਡੀ
ਐਡ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਇਆ ਕਰੇਗੀ ਸਪਾਂਸਰਡ
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਕੋਈ ਓਪਨ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਆਪਣੀ ਐਡ ਗੂਗਲ ਐਡ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਹਾਂ ਠੀਕ
ਨਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਨੰਬਰ ਵੀ ਕਰੈਕਟ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਗੂਗਲ ਤੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਫਰਸਟ ਆਏਗਾ ਲਿਸਟਿੰਗ
Okay, sir. Okay, I just spoke with my son, so he said we could do that, but it's kind of, we want a Facebook page also, but it's kind of a little fancy. If you can do it like $249, so I'll try that.
It's interesting that you said $249 because I was about to say the only thing that I can possibly, well, I'll try it. I don't want to say I can do it yet. I have to ask my supervisor if we can do it at all. But the only thing that we have in our system that would be lower than $299 and still include the Facebook ads. And I think your son is correct. The Facebook ads are going to be a big part of your success. We do have it's called our friends and family rate. It's listed that way in our system. It is usually strictly for friends and family members of employees here. But back when the pandemic first hit, we were trying to help business owners as much as we can. And I know I did a couple of 249s back then. I don't know if my supervisor would approve it now, but I mean, I can ask. I mean, the good news is it's Friday. He's always in a good mood on Friday. We're going to be out of the office on Monday because of the Memorial weekend. It's already going to be a 3-day weekend. If I'm to be honest, we're trying to make
and
it.
And another word, if we...
Let me ask him if he'll do it. Let me ask him if he'll do 249, okay? We're trying to do a 3.5-day weekend. We're trying to get out of the office early here. So let me message him really quick, and he's usually pretty fast to respond. But while I'm waiting to hear back from him, so you do want it to be U.S. ABC Construction Corp. with the C-O-R-P as part of the business name, but we would need to fix the phone number on there. That's totally fine. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So, of course, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate.
You're going to make us a website for us, right?
Yes. The website's included, and hopefully I can get them to drop the price. But, yeah, the website's going to be a big part of your success as well, because our job is not...
This don't have to be bond, so if we need to cancel anytime, you can cancel it, right?
Correct. That's the other thing, too. It is month to month. There's no long-term contract. It is completely at will, so you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you find that you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. I know not all of your services are directly affected by the weather, but most of them are. So if you want to pause it during the winter, you can do that too. We don't charge you during that time or after the time. Everything's on pause if you want to do that. So you can do that as well. The website, of course, we want you to get your phone ringing. And since it is a month-to-month service, we want you to see success from the very beginning. So we do want to include that website. So I've already messaged my supervisor. I'm waiting to hear back. Now, the main business phone number is the 207-6233 number, right? That's the number you want on the website and the one you want your customers to call?
My phone number main is 646-207-6233.
6233, perfect, okay. And then what is a good email address for the business itself? Or it could be for you too. It's really just for us to contact you guys regarding your account.
This is the email address. You can put usabc65@gmail.com.
Okay, so usabc65@gmail.com. So you'll get a lot of things in writing, and then, of course, you know, like when your website's completed and things like that, we'll send you the links by text and by email. There are some things that we need to email out to you, but a lot of the times we'll simply call you or send a text message to you. Most of the time your customers are going to call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature, okay? And then are you guys listed Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you guys want to be found online?
Monday to Saturday, yeah.
Monday through Saturday. Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
7 to 7, yeah.
7 to 7. Okay, perfect. Oh, hang on 1 second. My supervisor just responded. So it says, Paul, for this company, especially with it being the Memorial Day weekend, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 with a website included. Because I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they require. And then it actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate. So, I mean, I guess, it, like I said, it's probably been maybe 2 years or so since I've asked for a friends and family rate. But I'm actually quite glad that my supervisor is allowing me to do that, because the Facebook ads are going to be very important for you. A very powerful tool to reach out to everyone in your mm-hmm. service area. The Facebook ads are still going to be part of that. We've just reduced the cost. The friends and family rate, by the way, I didn't mention it earlier. The friends and family rate also waives the $99 setup fee that would have otherwise attached to the first month. So there's no setup fee. It's just the $249. That's the exact amount. The best part about that is that will be the fixed flat rate. So it will never go up to the $299 or the $399 that would have been the normal cost without any reduction. So you're looking at $249 as an exact amount. It's 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'll be kind of grandfathered in at that rate. So no matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing will stay with you. It is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate. So not only will it never go up, there are no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's going to be the same flat rate, officially our friends and family rate. It's exactly $249. Okay. Now, as far as listing the business.
For how long is that rate? Is for how long? Like a year, that, 2 year? How long is that?
As long as you choose to use the service, that rate's okay. going to stay. Even if we were to raise our prices down the road for whatever reason, your rate would stay at $249. That's the exact amount, and that rate will never go up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To the penny, $249 a month, no matter how long you choose to use the service. So my other question is that everything you do, you go to the customer, right? Nobody ever comes to you. There's not a showroom or a brick and mortar, not a physical location or physical address that we would be promoting for USABC Construction Corp, right?
Yeah.
So no need to promote any address. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, and they don't expect you to have a location where customers come to see you. And in fact, Google would prefer to not list a physical street address. You're in New York though, right? New York, New York, 11426?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you'd be listed New York, New York, not even the zip code, and of course not a physical street address. And then if you guys don't have any questions for me, how do you spell your last name?
Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Okay. And then, Mr. Singh, I've got you both here as points of contact with those phone numbers as well. And if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, we'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of get a little bit more information, not just the hours of operation that you want to be listed for. We'll want to talk to you about any mission statement if you've got one, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call that can be with either of you or with both of you, but we'll do that call with one of our technicians. And then the other thing that I'm required to do, especially at that reduced rate, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service that you can stop at any time, that we have waived your setup fee, that we are, in fact, including the website for you at no additional cost. And then with my supervisor's approval, we did apply the friends and family rate, meaning it will be exactly $249. That's with the Facebook ads included, and of course that rate will never go up on you. So the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before we get that client interview scheduled, before we do the voice verification, this will be for the exact amount of $249, and again, we're waiving the setup fee. how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
What's your business phone number where we can reach it and time?
I'm sorry?
What is your business phone number where we can reach?
Yes, yeah, it's 877-635-6225. My name is Paul.
Okay, let me, 877-635 and?
6225. Now, it's option one for client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I have the same phone number. My extension is 746. Client support is extension 1. My extension is 746. My name is Paul. Now, I did just send to the 6233 phone number, and I'll send it out to Sunny as well. I just have to put your number in also. I'm sending a link to the pricing page off of our website. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link that I'm sending to both of you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages, because I do want you to see exactly who we are, what we're providing for you, and then, of course,
with the pricing. Not a Google company, right? It's not Google, it's just a local Splash.
So Google doesn't make these phone calls to small and medium-sized businesses. They do have a division that deals with nationwide chains, but they started 7 years ago with channel partners. So digital marketing firms, we've been around since 2004 for over 18 years. We were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google to provide professional management of these types of services. So on the link that I sent out to you, there's a Google partner badge. You can click right on it, and it goes to google.com. So I did send that link out to both of you individually to your phones. You can open that up. Like I said, it walks you through, you know, our services that we'll be providing for you. Right about the middle of that link, it's going to say Google Ads Partner, and then there's a colorful Google G in a box that says Google Partner. If you click right on that box, you'll see it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. We've met all the requirements to be a Google partner. The best part about that, when Google makes changes to their map algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. A lot of the times they just want us to add new directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. Whatever changes they make, they let us know ahead of time. So we keep you on the first page.
Hello? Is that
okay?
कंपनी को हो रहा है सर गूगल पार्टनर ने कंपनी को हो रहा है
नहीं कंपनी तो मैं देखते रिव्यूज सही है कंपनी तो सही है
अच्छा
हां कंपनी
कर ली
कर लो रेडी मेरे कहना
अच्छा
हां तो फिर इन्हें सारा कुछ करना ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ
या चलो एक $250 मंगदा पे तो $100 एक और मंगदा पे ਉਹਦਾ ਫੀਸ ਕਰੇ ਹਨਾ
ਪੁੱਛ ਲੋ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਆਪਣਾ
ਯਾ ਸਰ are you there?
Oh, I am here, yes, sir.
What's your name? John, you say?
No, Paul. Paul.
Paul, okay. Paul, okay. Okay, Mr. Paul, this is, you need a $249 on a Visa or MasterCard, right?
MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. Could be credit or debit.
Okay, so just the flat $249 for month, right? So
that is precisely correct.
So if we don't need to, if we're not satisfied with the service, we can stop the service, right?
100% accurate, yes. It is completely at will on a month-to-month basis.
It's not more than $249. First time you say?
So let me do this for you, because I can answer all of your questions, but I also have to read the voice verification at some point anyway. I'm happy and comfortable reading it before I ask you for any form of payment. It does outline your service agreement. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that it would only be the exact amount of $249, never a penny more, that in this case we're also including the website, that we're waiving your setup fee. Before I get off the phone, I have to read that voice verification anyway because we are Google partners. I would be happy to read it before I ask you for any form of payment, and if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So give me just a second here, and either of you can answer since you're both part of the business, but either of you can answer the question. So give me just a second to get that pulled up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to appear online?
Okay.
I have U.S. ABC Construction Corp. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Business, you can put the title on business.
You're the owner, right? You're co-owners.
Yeah.
Actually got father and son on the phone, and you guys are co-owners and partners for the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I know your nickname is Tony, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got your son on the line as well. Can you just state your full name?
Asajo Sam, U Umbrella.
Uh-huh.
L Larry, A Apple, K Cat. K Kite, K
okay.
Harry, K Apple, N Nancy, and last name is Singh, S-I-N-G-H, Sulakshan
gotcha.
Singh.
Okay, gotcha, okay. And you do go by Tony. And then as the owners of the company, and again, I got you both on the line, but as the owners of the business, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement, meaning month to month, on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you would be providing for our services, you would also, of course, be an authorized user on that card as well, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. And for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will create for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that are already being provided for you. And of course, equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Tony and Sonny, okay. what we're going to do is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate and current, okay? Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor also allowing me to do a friends and family rate here, with the website being included, with the setup fee being waived, and of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of May, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of $249.00. Now, the $249.00 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Again, it is that fixed flat rate, the friends and family rate of $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that $249 will never go up. It will stay with you as long as you stay with us, and it is an exact amount. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Tony and Sonny, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
A Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
It is your name. Any middle initial on that particular card or first and last only?
No.
First and last. So Sulakhan Singh. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
So you going, what service you going to give us on the Google, whatever the advertisement is? I'm a general contractor, no? We do a lot.
Correct, yeah. So we will have an in-depth conversation with you. I know you're a general contractor. You do roofing, masonry, concrete, siding, driveway construction and repair. Looks like you'll do masonry staining, flat roof services, repair and install, brick siding even? Do you do like retaining walls, pavers?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. So yeah. you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Like I said, the whole point of the follow-up call with our technician is to get more in-depth about all the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, mission statement, and things like that. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call, although I am already putting in the notes here and giving our client interview technician quite a bit of a head start in answering and getting those questions answered.
There's two phone numbers, right? You add in my son number and home.
I do have both you and your son on here as authorized points of contact. So we do have both phone numbers. And that, of course, means that not only can your customers call those numbers, but if we have any issues contacting either one of you, we do have the other one as a backup number as well. And either of you can call together or separately our client support team, and you're both authorized as points of contact on this account.
You can put my office number, home number.
Sure. Yeah, what is that number?
468-4738.
718. And was it 646 or did you say 718?
No, that's the office number, 718.
Okay. 468-4738.
Yeah, 718.
And that's the office number. Okay.
Yeah, that's the office number. And my cell number, you have is 646-207-6233.
And then your son's phone number is 646-258-5776, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I've got all of that. So then as I'm pulling up the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, you said that was a Visa card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to read that four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay. So back of the card?
On the back of the card, there's three digits?
Yeah, 973.
So I've got 973, 973, and then the expiration date, month and year?
April 28th.
April of 2028. Okay, so 04 of 2028, 973 on the back of the card, and then the card number itself?
4266.
Mm-hmm.
8417.
Yes, sir.
6153.
Okay.
2249.
All right. So I have 4266, 8417, 6153, 2249.
Correct.
Okay. And then I know that's in New York, 11426. What is the actual street address for the billing of that card?
84-22-247th Street, Belrose, New York, 11426.
11426. Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number. That address is officially Queens, right?
Yeah, Queens, yeah.
Queens. Okay. So if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that phone number now, but you are going to receive it by email as well.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Okay. Now you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And again, you'll receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And at this point, I think the text message is going to go out to the 5776 number, since that's the last number that I have in here in the contact info, but we can also send it to the other number. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but like I said, we will schedule it, and then we'll have that follow-up call with our technician. So yeah, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So it looks like we've booked out for the rest of the day. So there's not a client interview available this afternoon. And then on Monday, of course, we'll be out of the office. Tuesday, though, is pretty wide open. Starting in the mid-morning, we can do as early as 10 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock in the evening. Did you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or late in the day?
Mid-morning is good.
Mid-morning, so like 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you prefer 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock?
Let's get 10 o'clock, fine.
10 o'clock, okay. It'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call will get to you maybe a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. It's a one-hour window for a call that will take about half that time. At 9 o'clock, our automated system will send an email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 10, and then I'll also send a calendar invite. The calendar invite also going to your email is really more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, for the client interview, is that going to be with you, Tony, or with Sunny, or with both of you guys? Which is the number you want me to call for that client interview?
Sunny, kis tarah tere karaiye mere te?
Tusi karaiye, tu ke tode ke puchne
nahi. Okay, call me on my number.
On your number.
6233
6233 number. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, let me update that in our system then, and then. Okay, so I've got that updated. That will be the number that we call for the client interview. And then if I am available when we make that phone call, at least in the beginning, I'll be part of that call. I may be on the phone. I don't get a lot of advance notice when our technician is going to be ready for you. It may be at 10:05, maybe at 10:10. It shouldn't be too later than that. It's early in the afternoon. I don't think we'll be running behind at all. But if I am on a phone call when they're ready to call you, you know, they'll make that call on their own. And they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Of course, they'll have all of the information. They'll have your entire file here. In case I'm not on that call, or I guess really even if I am, I wanted to set up a little bit of added security on the account. This would be a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they are with USABC Construction Corp. Now, I've got both of you on here as added points of contact, so we can certainly speak with either of you or both of you together, but we will still ask you to give us the answer to the question, and anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I born in.
The city you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Answer is India. Put India.
Just put India? Okay, I can do that. That's fine. I just have to type it in twice. As long as you know the answer and we have it in our system, easy to remember. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, we got the email.
I got both of them.
You got both. Okay, yeah. The email would probably have gone to you. I think the text message might have gone to the other phone number. But it looks like you've gotten a couple of emails from us already. One is the welcome email with the client support phone number. The other is the Local Splash initial invoice. And that's the one that we want you to see now is the initial invoice email. It says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click right on that, it goes directly to the Local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I see that one.
Okay, perfect.
I see the email and invoice.
Uh-huh.
And I see another email.
Yes. Yeah, there's a welcome email. That's the one that has the client support phone number on it. But on the Local Splash initial invoice email, if you click on the link that says click here, then it opens up the next page, which is the Local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing. We are very excited, by the way, to provide these services for your company. It's not just Google and Bing. We'll list you on almost 70 different destinations and directories. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well as Google. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The voice-activated searches are included. The Facebook ads are included. We're doing the website for you as well, so that my site or custom website is included at no additional cost. And then I was able to reduce the rate. You can see the pricing on there, no setup fee. I don't want to walk you through everything in detail here, but if you scroll all the way down, at the bottom, there's a long line that goes across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type out your name. It does need to be exact, so case sensitive with the S's capitalized. If you, in fact, copy and paste your name, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got Sulakhan Singh in that box, click the confirm signature box just below. Now, Sunny and Tony, what that does, well, it does a few things. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced your cost actually to the friends and family rate of $249, that we are, in fact, including the website for you at no additional cost. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card so that we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is, of course, a very important step in the process. It'll actually give us the head start before we do your client interview on Tuesday. But you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when you see it ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay.
Click. No, the one that we
click
here, but we are not. I'm clicking the please click here to accept the subscription terms, but nothing's coming up.
Nothing's coming up?
Yeah, it's saying 500.
Did you encounter
an error.
Did you click the box above the line, the one that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card? Just above it.
Please move your recurring. I don't see the box. I just see please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So when you click on that, what happens?
Error comes up. Error.
Really? Okay. Let me try to send it out manually. I'm not sure. What happened there? It might have been because we had the two different phone numbers in the system. It only allows me to put one in the contact form, and that's where all the forms are text messaged out. But I've got everything now updated. What I'm going to do is I'm going to manually send that email again. So you may end up with a duplicate. But the new one is the one that you want. So give me just a second here to send that out. Okay. All right. So I did send a new email. That one should allow you to open it up and access it. Again, I think the system got a little upset because I changed the phone number on it. But give it a second and then see if you received that one and then see if you can open it up. It should still go to the same email, though.
Oh, my phone is running. I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to wait for you. I'm not going to wait for you. I'm sitting here. I'm going to talk to you. Okay, no. Then I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to wait for you.
Okay. Yeah, it came up.
Okay. So you are able to open up that one?
Yeah, local / terms of experience, right?
Perfect. Yeah, that's it. So it talks about the services being provided, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. We are going to, of course, mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. So if you scroll all the way down on this one, that's where you'll see the box above the long line that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Click on that box. And then the longer box below the line, it's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you type in the name Silicon Singh or copy and paste it. But again, if you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy a space before or after. And if you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so both of the S's need to be capitalized. But once you've got the name there, click the confirm signature box below it, and then it should take you to the next screen that asks for a username and password.
Yeah, I did it saying username and password. Now it came up.
It's asking you for the username and the password?
Yeah, it's asking you for the username and password now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing username and password pop up, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you guys can access for your tracking system. It's my.localsplash.com. The automated system thinks both that the tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true right now. We do need to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, and then once your tracking system is officially activated, that's when we will email and text out to you the username and a default password. You can always change the password once you log in. Some people never change it, and that's totally fine. I can give you the username, though, because that has already been created, and it cannot be changed. It is easy to remember, though. It's the 646 number ending in 5776. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username will always be 646-258-5776. Now, like I said, once your tracking system is activated, once the password has been assigned, we'll text and email that username along with the password. In any correspondence to the support email, please do include that phone number or the username. I mean, they're basically the same thing. I'm actually now going to send the client interview calendar request here. So I'm going to send you that notice. It looks like it's an invitation to a video chat, I think, but it's not. It's just a regular phone call. But I've sent that out to the email as well. That's got local/CIENG, which again is client interview in English. Then it's got the username, the name, and then the phone number. I do, though, have both of your names here. And Sunny, is that S-O-N-Y, S-O-N-N-Y?
Yeah, S-U-N-N-Y.
S-U-N-N-Y, okay. And then I've got you on here as well as an authorized point of contact. But other than that, you guys are all set. You're squared away on my end. I'm excited. I'm actually really glad that my supervisor allowed me to include the website for you and to reduce the cost to that friends and family rate with the Facebook ads included. The strength of all of that is going to get your phone ringing. We're looking forward to doing that. We're looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. It's been a real pleasure speaking with both of you, and we look forward to getting this going. You guys have a wonderful weekend, the holiday weekend coming up, and then we'll call on Tuesday in that 10 o'clock hour to get the client interview taken care of, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Sunny and Tony, I appreciate you guys. Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate both your kindness and patience, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you both very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Awesome.